Okay, let's go to Ed in Michigan. Are you there, Ed?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. And we've talked before. Tell me, do you sleep on your back? You had a question about your sleep, right?
My wife observes what might be considered, what's hearing on the friends and family, what their doctors have described as sleep apnea.
Okay.
I can, she says, I lose my breath, I quit breathing during the night, and then I'll shake back into a breathing pattern.
Not good. Well, the first thing that we've seen that can dead stop this process is not to allow yourself to sleep on your back. Okay, and so you might ask, how do you do that? Just go out to the couch. It's like you're training a dog. You're the dog, and so you're going to go out to the couch and grab the biggest, thickest, meanest pillow that's on it, and you're going to put it at your back. So if you try to roll over, you hit the pillow. Can't roll over. So now if you do want to roll to the other direction but you still can't sleep on your back, then what you have to do is, without raising your head, move the pillow, pick up the pillow, and roll over, and then place it again at your back. Okay? Now, what we see is that time after time, this is this dead stops the process till you can find out what the heck's going on. The most common thing that we see when this is going on is that liver's not working the way it ought to. And so what we ought to do here is work on improving the liver. And the liver takes the brunt of our food. So when our food is not well digested, then all that rotting food is dumped at the liver. So we immediately begin seeing the liver not working at its best. So first thing I would say is, are you using the Quantum Digest and the HCL Detox Kit?
No, but you know, I eat 80% raw.
Okay. And, well, it's probably not the 80% that's the problem. It's the other 20. How old a man are you?
I'm 51.
Okay. And how
51.
Much? 51. How much do you weigh?
About 200.
Okay. So I think you may see this entire thing go away completely in a matter of a few weeks of supporting better digestion. Because, you know, when people tell me they eat 50 or 80% raw, what happens is that there are still many meals where much of it's raw, but there's something cooked. And so we still need support. We're still forcing the body to make large amounts of HCL and pancreatic enzymes, and when it doesn't do it, when it's unable, and that usually occurs somewhere around age 35 to 50, when it's unable to do it, then we begin this toxic load to the liver. Okay?
Yeah. So, but when you mix, when you do eat a portion of cooked food and you eat it with raw food, doesn't that mix enzymes with the cooked food to help the digestive process?
No, sir. No, sir. This is a great fallacy. I'm so glad you brought this up.
Really?
Absolutely wrong. Here's the deal. When you eat a raw food, it has just enough of the enzymes to digest itself. It cannot help a buddy. Now, there are a couple of exceptions, papaya, pineapple, but the exceptions are almost as rare as the gold of Ophir. And they're not in our food chain, typically.
What about drinking raw milk, kefir?
Well, see,
doesn't that as a pre,
now
as
remember,
a, as a first?
See, that is not helping digestion. That is helping the bacterial ecology of the gut. So, in other words, that's a food for good bacteria. So it helps the gut ecology, but it's not solving the digestion issue. I still think you're in this little problem, probably from the digestion. And
okay,
what I would urge you to do is go on and in fact, what I'd recommend is for maybe, oh, let's say 3 to 6 weeks, use it as if it were cooked food. Use the HCL and the digest just like you were eating cooked food, and see if you can clean yourself up so you don't have any of this funky issue with breathing. And if it goes away completely, then what I'd do is try cutting down the HCL and the digest to meals that only have cooked food. Okay?
Sure. Sure.
Good luck, and let me know how it works out. I think you'll be very pleased, but no, this is one major mistake that I hear over and over again, and that is, won't the enzymes from the one food help me digest the other? And the answer is absolutely no. The food only has enough of its own for its own, with rare exceptions, some of these tropical fruits.
Okay. Very good. Thanks
for your call.
Okay.
Bye now.